The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 1017 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the Lunch Break on 1017 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering. All right? I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Hop over this, man.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Milwaukee, you are listening to The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. My co-host Ray Nitti will be back soon, but until then, y'all got me and Brother Z. He's holding it down on the production and sound, and we are live from the American Family Studio in the beautiful 3rd Street Market Hall. Man, it's nice to be here in person, y'all. Feeling good. So, make sure you follow me on all platforms. I'm Maybe Shannon, and you can find me at Maybe Shannon across all platforms, MaybeShannon. And don't forget to head over to Facebook and join our community over there at The Lunch Break. We're growing over there, okay, y'all? We are growing. And that's where we keep the conversation going. So make sure you follow us on Facebook. Get in contact with us. And if you want to add to our conversation, make sure you call us. We are at 833-212-1017. You can text us too, but we want to hear from you. Again, that number is 833-212-1017. And also, head over to YouTube where you can watch us live in the studio and you can join our cousins in the chat, man. Listen, our cousins be live. They be having a good time. All right, so make sure you guys join us on YouTube. Listen, search 101.7 The Truth. That's on YouTube, so you can join the conversation. You can watch me live in the studio. Hang out with me, all right? Cousins, how are y'all doing today? Man, we had an eventful weekend. It's a lot to unpack about the weekend, but we going to get into that a little later, okay? And let me thank y'all in advance for hanging out with me, okay? We are on the lunch break from 12 to 2 today, so make sure you guys lock in, all right? This is my first show by my lonesome, so we got a lot on my plate today. So, listen, I'm going to give y'all a little rundown. We're going to start with my weekend recap, okay? And you know we had Truth Family Fest this weekend as well, right? I also stopped by the Asian Street Food Night Market at Veterans Park. I did. It was a good time. It sounds like I missed some other things, but we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about a good time, okay? Yeah, and we're going to talk about some other adventures I had this weekend, but we're going to get into that later, like I said. I've got a nice appetizer for y'all as well, right? We're going to talk about what the internet is buzzing about. We're going to talk about Spider-Man. Spider-Man put hands and feet on a Nazi this weekend. I know y'all seen the video. If not, we're going to talk about it. I'm going to give y'all a good description of it. All right? And I also want to get your thoughts. Listen, one of our legendary rappers, basically, he did an interview, right? And it sounds to a lot of people like he told us to stop dwelling on our history. He was supposed to be talking about success and how Black people can build success. And I think he was basically hinting at the way you build success is forget your history. That's what it felt. We gonna play the clip, and I want to hear from you guys. I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about that. All right? Man, we got a lot on our plate. This is going to be a nice little show here, y'all. Nice. Ain't no roaches in here or nothing. I ain't never been in the driver's seat.
Bruh.
Getting real comfortable up here. I'm going to kick my feet up. Zach, where the water?
I got you. Hold on.
All right. So let's talk about the weekend, all right? I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous. When I got in, when I landed, it was raining like crazy. Okay,
oh,
like
yeah,
it was.
You thought you brought the bad weather.
I thought I brought the bad weather. I was super nervous. Thank you. I was like, it's going to rain us out of True Family Fest. I thought for sure there was no way. Like the way it was coming down, I was like, yeah, it's going to rain all weekend. It's over. But True Family Fest was beautiful, y'all. We got to see so many people live and in color. Our cousins from the YouTube chat that hold us down every single day. They showed up. We got a chance to meet some people that make this whole thing possible. It was genuinely a good experience. Brother Z missed it. He was here, though. He was very busy in the studio holding it down on production and sound just so we can broadcast live. All right, y'all. And that's what we did. It was actually really, really good. Like, everybody got a chance to talk and, like, interact with the audience. And that was really dope. I do know you guys got to hear some familiar voices. I know some voices that y'all miss hearing. Kyle, Ben, and more jumped on the mic. We love to see it. You know what I'm saying? That was a good time. And I also met an amazing woman, y'all. Let me tell y'all, okay? Look, I talked about this last time, but listen, I talked about it at True Family Fest when they put me on the mic, okay? I met this woman, and she was talking about she's come to True Family Fest every single year, and she was like, What show do you work on? And I was like, I'm on, you know, the lunch break, 12 to 2. She was like, oh, you that wise young woman. And she told me that I could be the bridge, you know what I'm saying, that reaches our youth if they're willing to listen. You know what? I felt like Dr. King a little bit. I was like, you know what? She had me gassed up. That's why I'm mentioning it again. That's the only reason. Because I was like, you know what? I believe the children are our future. That's what I felt like. You know, I had to give y'all that. But that's how I felt. She really gassed me up. And it was good to see people that are listening, that know what we're doing, and that respect what we're doing. And like I said, like, she was an older woman, so it's easy for the older people to write us off and not really want to hear what we want to say sometimes. Or it's easy to feel that way, right? And, like, to hear that that's not what she was doing, that was awesome. Man. So, special thank you, though. I want to shout out some of our sponsors. It was cool to see them there. We had Educators Credit Union, we had American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education. Where that board at, Zach? Do you know? The board that we were signing, remember?
The Vico artist, has it.
Vico got it. I want it. I signed it. No, I'm just We got all types of stuff. City of Milwaukee was there. AB Core was there. Ascension, Tappan, MKE. Shout out to our vendors. And, like, those artists really showed up and showed out. I'm not lying. Like, it was so dope to see some of these Milwaukee artists in person and hear them. Like, just raw talent. Like, it's really cool to see that out in the wild. Like, you see them on Instagram, you see them on Facebook, but to see them in person perform, like, it was amazing.
Emmett James is cold, ain't he?
Man, Emmett James is cold. Like, every single artist that we had, like, I really was amazed by them. Like, they showed out and they had such confidence. And, you know, I like to consider myself a little older. I think I'm
really.
I'm like, the kids was doing good. They in their early 20s. Now that I'm in my 30s, I think I'm grown now. So I'll be like,
damn.
You know, to be young and full of life. Like, it's so cool to see people show up and show off their talents with such confidence and, like, such joy in their eyes because they love what they're doing, man. Yeah, so got to see that. And then also, I went to visit my grandma. I visited my grandma this weekend. She's been in the hospital for about a week. When I got into town, she had already been moved to the rehabilitation type center. And, you know, they just want to make sure she good before she head home. But I visited grandma and she did tell me I put on some weight. Love you, grandma. She one of those grandmas that don't, like, you know, they don't shy away from that. Love her dearly. But she was like, yeah, you look nice. Your face is full. I was like, oh, you know, put on a few pounds. She said, don't do it no more.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, she don't care. She'll tell you what she means. She said, don't gain no more weight. I'm getting big. I was like, all right, that's cool. She also complained about the not getting enough attention. But she loves attention. Listen, I ain't gonna say. She's a Jehovah's Witness, so she don't believe in this. But she's an August Leo. Whether she believes it or not, she wants that attention. And she gonna get it. She gonna get it. But shout out to my Uncle Hal. He's been holding it down. Shout out to my mom. And when we get back, I'm gonna talk about a few other things that I got into. I really wanna talk about Asian Street Food Night Market. Cause I went there too, like I told y'all. And it was a good turnout. It was fun, but I saw some clips on the internet. Was I throwing hands or was they throwing hands? We're going to talk about it when we get back. All right. Don't forget, call us at 833-212-1017 if you want to join the conversation. You can also hit us up on YouTube, 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Join the chat. Join the conversation. You can also text that line, 833-212-1017. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere.
Out. Mac 90 with a 50, put it down. Ain't no scary around here, but it's for real. Catch you lacking, ain't no plan, we gon' need to hear it. I done shot it out with the best, but I'm still standing. Bullets ripping through that vest, thinking I'll say you fell off, bounce back.
I was not playing. Hey! Yeah! That's that. You know what I'm saying? They left me up in here by myself, almost said a bad word. Look, but I'm on point today. Y'all ain't gonna catch me slipping. Look, Raiden left me in charge. I'm in charge.
You in charge. I want to hear you say that.
I'm in charge.
Say it.
I'm in charge.
You're my partner.
I know.
Say it. I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.
That's how I feel, y'all. But before we get into Asian Street Food Night Market, which I told y'all we was going to talk about because I went there. I came, I saw, and I conquered. I seen it. I seen all the things with my eyes. So I'm going to give y'all my firsthand experience. But before that, I got something on the menu. Zach brought me the menu. And I'm going to tell y'all what's on it. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear the local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on The Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. Woo! I know that's right. Man, y'all, I'm trying to get in this seat. Look, my legs swinging and stuff. I don't know how to adjust the chair up in here. If y'all see me fidgeting, that's Bruh. What I'm trying to do. My legs.
The handle is on your right.
It's all right. I like I'm going to kick off my sandals. I told y'all I was going to get real comfy. Look, they falling off anyways because my feet swinging. Look, they only got tall people up in here. For real. Feet ain't even touching the bar that your feet supposed to sit on. But anywho, goodness.
How short are you?
I'm okay now. All right. It's all about the heart. It's not about the height. Dang it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So. Oh my God. Anywho.
I didn't say that on air. Don't worry.
With that being said, I went to Asian Night Market, y'all. I wonder if anybody else went over to the Asian Street Food Night Market because I headed over there. It was at Veterans Park, right? They had a turnout. Like, Veterans Park, I feel like it felt smaller because it was so packed. Yeah, those lines were longer than locusts, all right? And the prices, okay? Bobby Brown ain't got nothing on them prices. They was high. Okay, so listen, to try to get anything, we're going to kick the story off by explaining to y'all how long these lines were. To get anything, you had to divide and conquer. Like, I had some cousins in one line, some cousins in the other line. We shared what we wanted, and we just waited in these lines. And then for me, I was walking around looking for a shorter line just in case it was somewhere else. Like, it became the point where you don't even care what you're going to get. You're like, whichever line is shortest, that's where I'm going to go. Okay, that's exactly what we were doing at that point. Well, I was like, listen, if I find a shorter line, I'm buying whatever they got. They can sell me Vienna sausages and ramen noodles. I don't care.
Damn.
All right. But to get anything, that's what you had to do. And you were hoping to find like a shorter line. After all that, I did end up getting like candied fruit, which was like literally like grape strawberry dipped in like sugar. I don't like, it was just
probably like melted Jolly Ranchers.
That's literally kind of what it was. And it was like $13. I got five pieces of small fruit, $13. I felt like I did something good with my life though, because I got it, you know what I mean? It took 15 to 30 minutes, but I got my candy fruit. And then I got Korean corn dogs for the first time.
What's the difference?
Listen, I personally feel like this is made up. I don't know if they eating that in Korea. It was literally like the corn outside of a corn dog with mozzarella cheese. And then when you got to the bottom, it was like a little Vienna sausage there.
Not going to lie, that sounds disgusting.
It was something. And then it had hot Cheeto chips on the top. That's what I don't know if this is a Korean thing. I feel like this might be a TikTok Korean thing.
Yeah, that's
I don't think this is traditional, y'all. But hey, I got it. I was happy I got something. Like, it was a lot. So it was so packed. Like, I ended up actually leaving, like, after we got food, because there's not a lot to do. So if you're there looking for, like, the, like, oh, I want to indulge myself in the culture, right? You, it ain't going to be too much indulging going on. It's just a bunch of long lines to get TikTok food. That's what I thought. I feel like maybe the real food like had longer lines, and that's why I ended up where I was. But yeah, so that's what happened. Ended up leaving. There's not much entertainment going on. They had one entertainment stage where like people were performing. I think they could just perform randomly, right? And that was okay, but we left. But it looks like after leaving, a little drama kicked off. I wasn't in it, y'all. Like I said, I'll let y'all know when we got back that if I was in it or not. I don't think I was in it. But there was a little disruption, and a video started circulating on Facebook showing that fights was breaking out. We do have the videos. We do have the video, and Zach is playing it right now. So if you're available, go over to YouTube. You can check out the video of what went down. You can check out what went down at the market. They was getting down. Them brothers was fast as lightning. So yeah, man, they was getting active. And look, I don't know why people act like Milwaukee problems only belong to one community. I genuinely feel like all these communities got their own mess going on. As we see, look, they quick to be like, when the black people show up, stuff start going down. That's how they act. They be like, oh, the black people came to Asian Fest, now it's a fight. But as you see in these videos, the black people was bystanders. They just was eating they Korean corn dogs and they overpriced fruit. That's what we was doing. We was like, this ain't got nothing to do with us, but we will watch. We will observe. What it, mandated reporters. They record, they post online, and they keep it moving. We was doing all right, okay? We didn't jump in. We was minding our business, all right? And it was a nice amount of black people in there trying to check out the vibes, get some food, and enjoy the culture. But like I said, every group has its own mess going on. Look at it. They was getting down. it got me thinking, like, as much mess that goes on Milwaukee's north side, all the grief that like black people get when we show up to these events, or like they act like we show up to the event and there goes the neighborhood. I will say I grew up on the north side, born and raised through and through. straight off of Congress, 51st to be specific, that street y'all keep rolling down when y'all on a high-speed chase. Yeah, that one. Born and raised there. I stayed there until I moved, right? And I will say I went to Congress Elementary. The very first kid to ever, that I ever knew that had been shot was an Asian kid because his brother was in an Asian gang. He was like 10.
Sounds pretty violent to me.
And I'm like, bro, like, I went to a predominantly black school. I went to Congress, y'all. Y'all know what Congress is. I went to Congress Elementary. So, you know, it's so, like, it's not very diverse. But the only kid that got shot, he was Asian. The first shootout I ever witnessed live and in living color, y'all, was at Ning Park. Me and my mom, we went to Wendy's. We was like, we gonna eat our Wendy's in the park. We gonna have a little mother-daughter time. Some Asians jump out the car. They was chasing each other around the park. They're N-word F-U. F-U N-word. We looking around like, where the N-words at? Where they at? No, it was them.
Oh.
They were talking about each other.
Oh.
They were talking about each other. Then they pulled out a gun and started shooting at each other. I was like, Mom, I think it's time to go. I was really young then. So like I said, every community has its issues. But too often, the black community's mess is what gets highlighted. It gets repeated and pushed out the hardest. Sometimes, a lot of times, by people outside of our community. Yeah. Like, it's too much. Like, I feel like we also push out our own BS, right? But then for some reason, people is obsessed with our BS. You know what I'm saying? Like, our stuff spreads so much because not only are we pushing it, but other people from outside our community are pushing it too.
That's weird activity.
It's weird activity, but they love it. They love that. Listen, they love us. And I guess it makes me wonder, why is it that our mess is what's being pushed out? Because like I said, all of the festivals this year seem to have a little commotion. But something like is like you would think, right? Like, oh, Asian festival is going to be so peaceful. And they was throwing hands and feet. They was getting down in them videos. And there's multiple videos. It wasn't just one fight. It wasn't.
Yeah, let me pull up this other one, matter of fact.
Right. Brother Z gonna pull up another clip for us. Because it wasn't just one fight, which is crazy to me. It's one of those things where it really makes you think, why is it that we push this narrative that, oh, it's only the Northsiders, it's only the black people in Milwaukee. They're the problem. You hear that too much. Brother Z got the video clip over there. But yeah, that's just what's on my mind today. It was definitely a good time. I had fun at Asian Fest. Like I said, it was something to experience. A lot of things are something to experience. Would I pay $13 for 5 pieces of fruit on a stick again? Probably not. But I feel like they didn't have the price up either. So
they do that on purpose.
Yeah, because I waited 30 minutes in a line. Of course, I'm going to give you my money for whatever you got. They could have gave me a cup and one grape. And I would have been like, you know what? I waited for this. I'm going to pay for it. That's what I would have did. So they knew. But yeah, when we get back, Zach going to play that clip for us. And then we're going to move along. And we gonna get
I'm
going
to play it as we're going out because I don't know if there's cussing.
You already go. So he going to play the clip right now as we go out into our break. Make sure you give us a call at 833-212-1017 if you want to share any thoughts, views, or opinions. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do that there, Florida, Arkansas, how you do that there?
They say, who that? Say they want to do that. I get your buck jumping, hollering, bout I should have knew that. Smoking my herb, fresh off the curb, jelly, jam, and preserve. Nothing but balls in my word. And a Mars bird, pistol grip, pump on my lap at all times. Whatever, high up, because young fool still dying. Hollering, bout, huh? Say what? Huh? You can play, but say what?
What? Landing like a poppy. Man. We are back. You guys are listening to The Lunch Break with Ray Nitty and Maybe Shannon. It's only maybe Shannon today, but y'all gonna be okay. Y'all in good hands. We got Brother Z holding it down with the production and the sound. All right. So even though Ray is missed, we got this. All right. Listen, let's kick it to the chat before we get back into my weekend story and head into another conversation. Y'all see why we was talking about playing that, what we play. Y'all see.
Bruh.
Long-term storytelling is what that's called.
Long-term storytelling. I like that, Brother Z. I like that. So let's kick into the chat. We got Dr. Robert Biko Baker. Shannon, what's up? What's up? We got Liquid. I thought Shannon was from Baltimore. Why would I be from Baltimore?
What?
I ain't never been to Baltimore.
What?
Do I look like I'm from Baltimore? I'm from Milwaukee's North Side. I don't play like that. Anyways, Liquid on it. You hear me? I almost start playing with my fingers up in here again. Brother Z said, put them hands down. Can't do that on the radio. So I don't do it no more. But anywho. One of ones that Miss Shannon fine every day. OMG. Thank you. Thank you. I try. Thank you. Liquid also said, you want the Korean experience? Pay the tax. What, we paying tariffs? I have five pieces of fruit. It wasn't even like a mango and an apple, like a full piece of fruit. I'm talking one grape, a single strawberry, five, stacked on a stick, candy coated. And I paid $13 for that. That ain't no tax. That's highway robbery is what they call that.
Yeah.
That's robbery. And they didn't have the price up. Blank stare. Blink, blink. I'm just staring at the screen. I was like, I guess I got to pay. I waited for 30 minutes for this. Jeez. Anywho, RC said, OMG, not really a city girl. What's up? What's up? I'm holding it down. Solo dolo. Shout out to Rado. I know that's right. But let's get back into my weekend story, y'all. And how it ties into the next thing I want to talk about, right? So after a long day, you know, after Asian Fest, you know, they was holding it down over there, knocking each other upside the head. By then, I was gone, and I was back in Brookfield. And I decided I wanted a little drinky drink, right? I wasn't looking for a party. I was just looking for a cute little sip, something calm, right? And this is Brookfield, mind y'all, right? I don't play in them people territory too
often. That's where the flock cameras be.
That's where the flock cameras at, and that's where the Tom Tiffany signs is at too. And I'm gonna tell y'all why I knew that. Because I was like, let me find a small local bar. That's all I wanted. I was like, I'm going to go to a small, you know, bar off somewhere, right? So the closest small bar I could find, the parking lot was real dark. It was like two cars in there. I was like, okay. Yeah. Then I was like driving around because I like to drive around before I park some places just to make sure I'm safe. They was riddled with Tom Tiffany signs. And I was like, you know, I could go in because I'm just here for a drink. I'm not here to make no friends. No way. I don't care what y'all got going on. But then I was like, I got my Truth shirt on because Truth Family Fest was that morning. I got my the Truth band that said Black Talk Media and all that. And I was like, all right, they don't take kindly to that around there. So I was like, I'm not going to go in there. Maybe not tonight. That could be a conversation starter. So I took my black tail over to Bar Louie. That's where I went. And it was more populated, of course. It was pretty packed at the bar. There's more cameras. More light in the parking lot. So if I go missing, they can't say, oh, she went missing from the bar. She might have hung herself like everybody else been doing. That's what I think when I see stuff like that. So I just did not go. And I went to Bar Louie, where we going to have eyes on me. You know, I got to be more, you got to be smarter. Work smarter, not harder. So I went to Bar Louie. And you know what? Like I said, it was more popular. And then, sure enough, I ended up meeting people, you know, and like I said, what I had on was a conversation starter. It was two Jamaicans sitting next to me at the bar. And I had my Truth wristband on. And obviously they were, oh, Black Talk, what's that all about? And we start talking about it because they told me that they were pretty new to America. And one of them start talking about kind of how Americans have these stereotypes and prejudgments, right? And he was like, I hope our conversation shows you, like, we're not like how they make us seem and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, that turned into a whole conversation about relationships and misunderstanding and, like, how African-Americans and Black people from other parts of the world view each other. Because, personally, for me, I know what I think. I know what I know. A lot of them, Black. I know Black. I know African-American. They don't want to be African-American. They don't like us. They be African, Jamaican, Puerto Rican.
Oh, but they love saying that N-word.
They love the N-word.
They love it.
But if you profile them as black African-American, I know black. They be mad. They don't want to be like, they be like, mm-mm.
No, papi. No, so black.
I had an African friend. She was like, why do y'all like Henny so much? I'll be like, I got the Henny. I was like, what? Like, excuse me? They don't, like, I think they have this misunderstanding about us because American media. They're watching what American media is putting out, and they have these prejudgments about us. And in turn, it's just a big misunderstanding. And, like, while talking to him, he did bring up, like, I guess I don't know much about African-American history. I don't know, like, why it is the way it is. I don't know why y'all, like, be so mad about X, Y, Z. And I'm just like, you know me, I'm a yapper. I'm going to run it down a little bit. I'm going to pull up some TikToks for you. I'm going to be like, this is the rundown. That's why we do what we do. And that's perfect because later on, I see a clip of Master P. And we're going to talk about him. And what bothered me mostly about this clip is what I got from it, what I felt from it, was that he was saying, forget our history. And it's so important not to do that. And we're going to talk more about that, but I'm going to ask Zach to play the clip for y'all. And y'all tell me what y'all got from this clip. Let me know how y'all feeling.
You don't have to be the smartest person in the world. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You just got to have integrity and do good business. And these doors will open up for you, building great relationships. And I think that's the biggest thing for me, trying to get that negative mindset out of our culture, because they still going back to, oh, man, slavery, they did us this. And I'm like, you still harping on that, man. I never harped on that because I can't change the past, but I can change the future. And I think you got to get used to us being successful. And I think a lot of us, we block our own blessings because we don't think that we could do it because we're looking at a color. So, I mean, Muhammad Ali was a guy that, and I loved, like, his story because he didn't care about that. He just wanted to be around good people, but he did represent for the culture.
Right.
And I want more African-American-owned tennis shoe companies. I don't want this just to be me. I want so many different product brands owned by us, but making it for everybody. Because think about it. When other cultures make products, they don't make it for them. They make it for everybody. And so I want that mindset of our people. If I could change that, that's the way we're going to bridge the wealth gap.
So, in a recent interview, Master P talked about closing the racial wealth gap. He encouraged Black Americans to focus on building business, creating ownership, and changing the future. That's pretty much what he was saying. But there was backlash. And like I said, Master P said he doesn't believe Black people should keep going back to slavery and harping on slavery. And he argued that we can't change the past, but we can change the future. And that's where some people say, hold on now, including myself. I was like, all right, hold on now. All right. Critics are not necessarily arguing against entrepreneurship. Master P has spent decades preaching about ownership, financial literacy, economic empowerment. He built No Limit Records independently and turned it into a major entertainment empire, which salute for that, right? Love that. I love that for him. And yes, be successful. Be financially literate, you know? But a lot of critics said there's a difference between refusing to let history control your future and telling people to just stop talking about it. Like, when people say that, it genuinely bothers me. You know what I'm saying? Because slavery did not just leave behind memories. It was followed by Jim Crow, segregation, redlining, discriminatory housing policies, unequal access to education and employment, and barriers to business ownership and wealth accumulation. Those systems matter when we talk about the racial wealth gap. Look, I got a lot of rhyming words. You know what I'm saying? Those things matter. We can't just be like, yeah, stop talking about it. History is bound to repeat itself if you don't know what happened. That's all I'm saying. Like, yeah, build your wealth. Pop your stuff. But what we ain't going to do is just tell us to stop talking about our history when it genuinely matters right now today. That's insane. It's probably easy for somebody that's seen millions and millions of dollars, like, you know what? Forget it. Forget about it. But not for the regular person. Not for us. Right? Federal Reserve data has shown a major gap in median family wealth between white and black families. That gap cannot be explained by individual efforts alone. It also reflects generations of unequal access to land, housing, credit, education, inheritance, and investments. All right? All right? The history of housing is especially important. For decades, government policy and private lending practices made it harder for black families to obtain mortgages, to buy homes in neighborhoods where property values were later grew dramatically, right? You couldn't even buy a house where you knew you was going to make some money off of it. You don't get this one. You can get this hut over here that ain't going to be worth nothing tomorrow. That's what you can get. You don't get that. But we're going to get more. We're going to get deeper into it after we come back from break. We got to head off to break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. If you have questions, comments, or concerns, you can call me. 833-212-1017. I want to hear from y'all. You can text that line, too, but I'd rather hear from you. Also, join us in the chat. We're on YouTube, 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Join the chat. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, y'all hearing? Hey, I could separate the artist from the BS, but I'm gonna call
him. Wait, what he do?
That was him. You know about what he do? Zach, don't play with me. I was gonna start from the top. Play that clip one more time, please. I'm gonna wait. What he do? Yeah. So we are talking about Master P in his latest interview, where he described that he feels like to build wealth, we need to stop harping on the past. We need to get over it. You know what I mean? We need to basically look forward and not look backward. Don't get distracted by what was happening in the history and oh, slavery did this and da da da. Don't talk about it. Just get to work. That's what it sounds like to me. And I'm asking y'all what it sounds like to y'all. Right? And then I'm also giving y'all a little history lesson. We talking about why it's important that we don't forget our history and why we are where we are today. All right. We're going to kick it to the chat real quick. We have Dr. Robert Biko Baker, Cook Shannon. Let her cook. Yeah, I'm cooking. All right. We also got Marty Gray. He built No Limit off drug money. And that's interesting to, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't peddling no drugs. You know what I mean? But what I can say is it's easy to say just continue on when you build something off drug money. You don't need to ask for a loan. You got the money. You ain't got to ask nobody. You can just, you know, go under the mattress. You ain't got to get a line of credit. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to move into a better neighborhood to be successful. Your neighborhood is where you thriving. Off that drug money, if that is the case. I haven't looked too deeply into that, so I don't know what he built No Limit off of. But if so, I guess I could see why he could be like, you know what? Don't think about all that slavery stuff. Because I guess them dumping crack into our communities, he built his money off of that. But that's a whole nother subject. Here I go. My bad. But Barr said, okay, Marty, but the country was built off of slavery. And that puts us back where we was going, all right?
That part.
Period. So, like I was saying before, the history of housing is especially important. For decades, government policy and private lending practices made it harder for black families to obtain mortgages and buy homes in neighborhoods where property values later grew dramatically. And home ownership is one of the biggest ways American families have historically built and passed down wealth, right? Black communities also built successful business districts, and sometimes those communities were attacked. Tulsa Greenwood District, known as Black Wall Street, was destroyed by a white mob in 1921. That never got back to where it was. We had an interview on here talking about it. How it could never be at its greatness, how it could never get back to where it was because they did what they did. And it was so effective, right? When we did try to mind our business and build our own, they said, ah, we don't like that. We don't burn it down. Somebody get a pitchfork. Somebody get a tiki torch. That's what they said. They probably ain't literally said, but I think that's what they said. I think that's how I envision those conversations going.
Somebody else said they need a white sheet too.
they said, get a white sheet. Get a tiki torch, and we gonna go to work. That's what happened. We wasn't in their communities messing with their stuff. We wasn't like, you know what? We gonna take over what they got. We gonna integrate. We gonna get in their. We want what's theirs. We tried to build what was ours, and they got their tiki torches. They got their little hoods, and they got active, and they tore us apart. So back to what I was saying. Tulsa's Greenwood District, known as Black Wall Street, was destroyed by a white mob in 1921. Rosewood, Florida was destroyed in racial violence in 1923. So when people say just build wealth, some Black Americans respond, build with what access, what protection, and what starting point? Mind you, when we talked about what happened in Tulsa, I think the only people that got arrested were the Black people that was trying to defend themselves. Yeah, so what protection? We're going to build it, burn it down, and we're going to be like, we got to protect ourselves, and we're going to go to jail. See, I was going to get into that Come Right Low Anthony stuff again because, you know, see what happened when you protect yourself. Anyways, moving onward. And then there's the comparison people make to Germany's response to the Holocaust. I feel like that's not even talked about enough, right? I don't think that's talked about enough. So Germany did not build its modern identity by pretending the Holocaust never happened. The country developed systems of education, memorialization, legal accountability, and compensation for their survivors. Right? Germany's process by far was not perfect, right? It was not perfect. But the accountability did not happen overnight. The remembrance became part of a national culture rather than something survivors were simply told to get over. As when you talk African Americans, we're told to get over it. It was long ago. My grandmother was born in the 30s. She's still kicking. She just told me I was fat the other day. I told y'all that.
Damn.
She is still alive and well. So she was born in an era where it was still very slave-like. And you telling me to get over it. We're still feeling the effects to this day. All right? Anywho. Now, we compare that with the United States. Somebody said the 30s stop line. My grandmother is 90 something years old. That beautiful lady, that beautiful chocolate drop that called me fat the other day. Yes, she's in her 90s. Very alive and very well. She been giving them people HE double hockey sticks up in there. They said she don't press the call button. She just, yeah, hello, hello. But that's me going off on a tangent. I'm talking about something else. We can talk about my grandma later on. But yeah. Now compare that with the United States. Slavery ended in 1865, but the federal government never created a national reparation program for the descendants of enslaved people. Congress has passed separate resolutions apologizing for slavery and Jim Crow, but the country has never reached a full national consensus on repair or restitution.
Crazy, because I think the Asians got stuff.
Man,
like
everybody but the like Blacks.
Everybody, yeah.
They tell us shut up and dribble, shut up and influence. Go do something else. They don't want to hear that. They sick of us, but they want to remember everything else.
Like, why did they deserve it, but we don't? Like, I don't get it.
Because I feel like, I personally feel like they are still reaping the benefits of what we went through, and if they acknowledge that what we did was wrong, they feel like it'll be a segue into us being like, okay, well, you owe us. That's what I think. I heard a while ago, right, that there are white families that have documents that could potentially, like, place us with our other families because people were separated and sold and all those things that they have in their attics that show where who was sold to, so we can be back with our families or kind of put pieces of our history together, because a lot of Black people don't know anything past their grandma.
So we can't do no ancestry.
We can't do no ancestry. We can't do no like, oh, well, this is my family slogan. This is great-great-grandpa. We don't know that, right? So I do feel like a part of it is them being afraid that we will want what's ours or we will want stake in what their family have, right? And like I said, Germany did something different, and that distinction matters because an apology is not the same thing as repair. The effects of those policies are still measurable. Enslaved people were denied wages and property. Formerly enslaved people received little meaningful land after emancipation. Black families were later excluded from many programs and practices that helped white families purchase homes and build assets. So when Black Americans talk about slavery, Jim Crow, redlining, or racial violence, they are not necessarily refusing to move forward. They may be explaining why the starting line was never equal. And this is where I think both sides of the conversation can exist at the same time. Master P has a point when he says constantly looking backward cannot be the only strategy. He's correct. That can be our only strategy, but I do feel like we can't erase our history or act like that's okay, because that's what people want us to do, just forget about our history. And
The other takeaway, though, is like to not cater to just Black people with whatever your business is, like cater to everybody.
Right. So Black communities need businesses, property, investments, intellectual property, political power, and institutions that can pass assets to the next generation. But his critics have a point, too, and we'll get into that after these messages. We're going to be right back. You are listening to The Truth 101.7. You're listening to The Lunch Break with Maybe Shannon and Ray Nitty. I'm only here today. We're going to kick it to the chat real quick before we head out to break. We have RC Creations. America was built off. Oh, I'm sorry. America was built on a lot of things, too. Even drugs are somewhere within that story. We've got. I know that's right. Dr. Baker, Biko Baker said hello. Taji said not fat. Yes. You know, grandma don't play. She don't care who she insult. She been around long enough.
That's wild.
She don't care.
That's wild.
She don't care. She don't care. We gonna get back to it. But after these messages, we're going to be right back. Call us 833-212-1017. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere.